I've spoken to Andy Morton many times on the phone. He's a very busy man, and primarily, I think, possibly because he has the responsibility of looking after the sort of media PR operation. Probably as busy and as complicated and as confused as all the other things that you have to do to get these guys looked after in the air and performing around the country.
That's right. There's a huge operation that goes into making the Reds look good in the air and also be safe in the air and also on the ground, making sure all of what they do on the ground is choreographed. They get to meet lots of people. One of the best parts of being a Red Arrows pilot, they tell me, is that unlike perhaps other areas of the Air Force, they actually get out and meet people on the ground very, very often. And so it's up to me and my team to help that make that happen.
I'm going to say, you think of the millions of people they've entertained when they've just been doing flypasts and displays. Obviously, RAF Cosford here, they're going to be on the ground today, but even if they were here just flying through, I mean, there's thousands of people on site here at RAF Cosford, isn't there?
There are thousands of people here at RAF Cosford, and like many of the air shows that we go to, the public respond to the display. They love seeing the Red Arrows. The Red Arrow pilots love performing for them and then having the opportunity at some point. It doesn't always happen very often, but when we can manage to get them on the ground and to get them into an event such as RAF Cosford, sort of meet people, it's great for them to hear those comments and to really see and meet the people that they've just displayed in front of.
Do you fly yourself?
I don't fly myself. It's just the nine guys in the red suits who are lucky enough to do that, and good at it they are too.
Now, we've got nine guys in the air, but you've obviously got a big crew on the ground, including Red 10, who is sort of standby as well. Tell us a bit about the crew that are on the ground that sort of bring... Tell us a bit about the crew that bring it all together, that are on the ground.
Sure. That there are, in fact, more than 120 people who make up the entire Royal Air Force aerobatic team, nine of whom are the display pilots. There's two other pilots as well. That's Red 10, who you'll hear doing the commentary at all of the shows. He also flies our spare jet. He's himself a former Red Arrows display pilot. And my boss, who's the in charge of the whole squadron, so Wing Commander Martin Higgins, he's also somebody you might see around this afternoon at RAF Cosford, also in a red suit, and himself a former Red Arrow. But aside from that, lots of other areas within the team. Obviously, by far and away the largest department is the engineering and the technical aspect of the team, headed up by our senior engineering officer, in charge of all of the engineering and logistical matters for the team. But also, if you like, more in terms of upstairs, away from the hangar floors, we've got the operations staff, the planning departments, administration, team management, public relations, all of whom work together and coordinate the display season.
I was going to say, I mean, just logistics must be a very interesting part of the whole operation, just getting everything sort of set up, getting the actual displays planned and actually fitting everything in, because there must be days and weeks when you're possibly, you know, every day you're doing a fly pass. I mean, obviously you've just done the Queen's birthday, but they're obviously then it's RAF cost for this weekend as well. But the logistics of getting the guys actually to events and on time, I mean, that in itself, I mean, I can't remember ever going to a Red Arrow display when they haven't been on time. Let's hope they arrive here on time today.
That's right. The Red Arrows are known for arriving bang on time every time. And a lot of planning and a lot of detail goes into making that happen. That's where the teamwork element of the squadron is seen, probably. And nothing's left to chance. You know, we enjoy being places on time and so people can set their watches by them almost. But the actual teamwork involved, as you can imagine, starts many, many months ago for each and every display. And obviously the Reds can possibly, often in a weekend, crisscross the country and indeed Europe and display in more than one location across a day. So on the way to those displays, you'll see them perform many other flypasts as well.
I suppose also the other thing is airspace. They have to know there's clear airspace. I seem to remember a few years ago, the team were coming to the British Touring Car Championship. Some guy in a microlighter got into the airspace just before the display site. They had to cancel. I mean, obviously those sort of problems can arise, and you've got to be very sure that nothing's in the way of you doing the displays.
That's right. That's obviously safety is the priority, and that's why we have Red 10 on the ground as the safety supervisor, and he obviously maintains that two-way radio conversation and contact with Red 1.
And also, I suppose, the weather situation. I mean, here we've got cloud at the moment, but it might clear, and we might have a nice clear sky, and that means presumably they will decide whether they do a full display or a sort of a shortened version or a different starter display if the cloud base is low.
That's right. Red 1, the team leader, makes the decision on whether or not he wants to fly a full display, a flat display or a rolling display, and he can make that call at any point. And that's what I think when I'm watching as a layman here on the ground. ground. What makes the team so impressive, not just being able to perform one display, but taking into account the great British weather and being able to alter what they're doing to ensure that those watching on the ground almost always get to see that wonderful show, and cancellations are a very, very rare thing.
Based at RAF Scampton, but obviously all of these pilots are effectively are trained as RAF fighter pilots. I mean, they're expected to be available to obviously take on tour duties whenever that's required.
One of the requirements to be a Red Arrows pilot, not just to be above average in your flying role, but also you have to have done an operational tour. So the pilots that you'll see today at RAF Cosford, they have come from flying Typhoons and Tornadoes operationally. Some of them have taken part in missions over Afghanistan and Libya and Iraq, and also many of them have done alert GTs, QRA, and they're the ones who make sure that the skies across the UK are secure.
RAF career for you, tell me about it.
No, I'm one of only two civilians on the team, so quite almost unique. There's my colleague in the PR department, there's two of us on the team who are civilian and civil service background, and before that I worked in industry, but everybody on the team obviously has come from a different background and has been selected for their role and the fact that they're specialists within that role, and again that goes into making that team as strong as it possibly can be.
But I suppose in many ways the RAF blood is coursing through your veins despite that, isn't it?
I think watching and being around aviation, it is quite infectious. I think it's a wonderful job. I'm very lucky to have it and to enjoy your job as much as I do. Not many people can say they genuinely enjoy what they do, and I do, and you get to work with a wonderful team.
And what about watching the guys when they're actually doing their displays? I mean, I always get the hairs on the back of my neck to sort of stand up. What about you? Do you get the same sort of feeling?
I enjoy each and every display, and like the guys, when you ask the pilots which displays they're going to enjoy this year, I heard Red One answer that question at the beginning of the season. He said he's going to enjoy all 84. 6 months plus work goes into preparing for the season, so why not? They should enjoy and do the best in every single show.
And what about the new recruits to the team for 2015? I mean, again, presumably it's very special to be selected to be part of the Red Arrows, but also at the same time to be part of that team and flying with the team. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility from Red 1 right the way through to Red 10, isn't there?
There is. And the responsibility is that it's a legacy, isn't it? They're not celebrities. The red suits is the famous aspect about the team, and really they're guardians of that suit for the three or so years that they're with the team. So they've got a huge responsibility to ensure that the high standards and the precision and the speed and the capability which the team's known for year on year on year is carried during their tenure, and then is passed on to the next generation of pilots. A big responsibility, but one I know that they enjoy and they look forward to doing.
You fly yourself, even if you're on the ground, with great enthusiasm, Andy.
Thank you very much.